next time.
Hi everyone, welcome to Generation Cornerstone. My name is Kimberly Marchand and I am the founder of Restoration Cornerstone and the host of Generation Cornerstone. So glad to have y'all here with us this evening. I am joined by one of Restoration Cornerstone's board members, Adanya Aganeku, who's gonna introduce herself, and she will be our first guest for this podcast. So excited for this first episode to get started, to engage with everyone. Hopefully everyone had the chance to listen to our commercial slash intro that I posted, but really just wanna take this time to thank you all for joining and really just wanna give a vision for what Generation Cornerstone is going to hopefully become, what my prayer is. Just giving you a little background, the foundation of Restoration Cornerstone is to restore the covenantal understanding of foundation with Christ as a cornerstone for generational impact and legacy. So this podcast is an auxiliary enterprise of that nonprofit function. Really just want to dive a little bit deeper into what it means to have Christ as the cornerstone in your life and all the different areas of your life that people are so concerned with. Rightfully so, right? Like, these are pretty big areas when it comes to family, finances, marriage, raising kids, purpose, jobs, you name it, we're going to talk about it here and what it means to have Christ as a cornerstone in all of those areas in the foundation so you can have true generational impact and legacy. I'm going to let Adanya introduce herself and tell you a little bit about herself. And we're just going to talk tonight about our vision and hope for Generation Cornerstone, some of the topics that we hope to cover, and hopefully engage with you all a little bit as well.
Thanks, Kim. Like she introduced, my name is Lauren Adanya Aganeku, soon to be Ajao. That's always interesting to say. And I am one of the board members here at Restoration Cornerstone, and I'm also one of the members and leaders at Dominion City Church of Houston. I do have a corporate job, and I also have a business. It's a small business. It's called Kingdom Tutors. I specialize in organic chemistry and SAT, ACT prep, so really just like giving people tools and resources that they need to succeed and closing gaps. And that's kind of what I'm good at, of what I've learned along the way. And I think that's about it about me, to be honest. My handle for everything is at Body and Bible, B-A-W-D-Y. So yeah, that's it. I'm just here to support my good sis and talk about Jesus.
I love it. Thank you, Adanya. And I will put all of her information in the show notes so you can follow her if you need tutoring services, if you're here in the Houston area. And then also if you want to just follow her on Instagram, she's doing amazingly dope things. So you guys can follow her there as well. So like I said, tonight, I think we're just going to talk generally about like the vision and kind of our hope and dream for Generation Cornerstone. I think, like I mentioned, there'll be different cornerstones each episode. So I'm going to come on here, share a little bit about my testimony. We'll dive a little bit deeper into some of these cornerstones with some biblical backing. There will be scripture, there will be Bible, there will be plenty of Bible to back up everything that we talk about. That's something that I learned from my pastor at Dominion City Church of Houston. I attend the same church as Adanya. And one of the things that, if it's not in your Bible and I say it, throw it away. But basically everything that we say will be backed by Bible. So there'll be plenty of Bible to back up everything that we talk about. And I think, like we were just talking about on our pre-call, really my hope is that everyone who I interview or that comes on this platform is also someone who's authentically walking with Christ and has overcome and experienced transformation in these different areas, right? So we're all evolving, we're all transforming. None of us have fully arrived. And there is something to be said about the price that is paid when you truly walk with Christ and how you can be an overcomer for the sake of your testimony, for the sake of his kingdom, and what that looks like. So hopefully everyone that comes on this platform and this podcast will be able to impart wisdom, and you all will be able to be nourished and gain knowledge from them because they themselves have paid the price. They themselves have yielded themselves as willing vessels for the Lord to use them in these specific areas of their lives. And they are overcomers. That's the goal, that they're overcomers and they can share their testimony of what it looks like for Christ to have been the cornerstone and the foundation in these areas where they found success, right? So I think a lot of times we're always looking for what is the magic ticket, like what is the token? And the thing that I've realized walking with Christ for the 12 short years that I've walked with him, truly, like knowingly, fully of my own volition, is that Christ is the answer to everything. Society will have us think that there's another way, and there might be another way that's shorter, but it's not going to be long lasting. It's not eternal, right? Christ is the only answer to everything. Society would have you think that there's a shortcut or there's another way that you can go, but that never ends. That never ends well. So that's one of the things that we want to explore here. Anything you want to add to that, Adanya?
No, I think you just about summed that up. It's like, we just want to give an authentic perspective of like what it means to like walk with Christ. And I think that the generation that we live in, we millennials. So like we're millennials walking with Christ, but we were also outside before. So we've seen it. Like, we're not coming from a place of like holier than now. We're like, no, like this is better. And like, we mean that when we say it. And I think that it's so interesting, and I'm really excited and like honored to be able to even share this, because it's not something that I had growing up. Like, it was either wild purity culture, which we'll talk about later, or it was nothing at all. So, I mean, it's just, we're just here to give the real deal Holyfield on like what it actually means to walk with Christ, and offer this space, because it's not a space that is that's maxed out in any way, shape or form right now. And so, you know, I think it's just really exciting. And I really, really hope that we're able to, even if we touch one person, that's enough for us. It only took one for Jesus. I mean, like, he left the 99 for one. So if it means that one person is transformed, that's good enough for me.
Amen. I would agree. And I, as she said, we're millennials, but my prayer is also that this is a message, and this is a space that resonates with Gen Z too. That's a group that's really close to my heart, and they're not that much younger than us. Like, don't do that, y'all. Like, they're not that much younger than us, but there is a little bit of a distinctive difference. And also, I was Gen Z age when I truly dedicated my life to Christ. And there's just so many things, I think, as Adanya said, like along the way, you know, it was just like really some really bad theology probably, and like some also like some societal things that just weren't really what Jesus is all about. And I just wish I had some authentic, like real examples and testimonies and things to look at, right, that would help me along my journey. And so one of the things for me, I truly believe in learning from wisdom than experience. I know that a lot of people want to experience everything, and everything doesn't have to be experience. Like, there are some things that you probably should learn from wisdom for just good sense sake. Like, that's probably for the best. Mm-hmm. So we hope to be that for a lot of y'all. And like I said, Adonis is one of my board members at Restoration Cornerstone. Y'all will meet some of our other board members, and there'll just be some other really dynamic people coming on to the podcast. Our pastor will come on. There'll be some other mighty men and women of God who will come on, other people who are not even necessarily called to ministry or called to the cloth, but they are walking out living with Christ. They will also come on. So if there's any topics or questions, we'll be engaging via social media, and I'll drop the email to Generation Cornerstone in the show notes as well. So always feel free to engage with us, send topics via Instagram or via email if you would like to have specific things discussed or explored, or there's questions that you're afraid to ask maybe in your small groups or to your pastor, please send them over, and we'll do our best to give wise counsel to those things. But really just want to create the safe space. Really want to create the safe space for people to be able to ask questions about faith, about Christianity, about life. And we're also going to dig into some of the questions that I think we hear most from a lot of people who are struggling in society, because with the technological advances that we've had, because we've gotten so smart and so advance with everything, a lot of times things of God seem like old-fashioned and seem like outdated, and also seem like they can't, like, it's so simple to be true, right? And I think one, some of the main things that we hear about are people struggling with, like, reconciling good and evil, reconciling what it looks like, especially as people of color, like the white man's religion. Like, we're going to tackle all of those things, because all of those things are essentially like lies from the pit of hell, trying to keep people bound and away from Christ. And we're going to explore and dismantle and tackle all of those things, because we want y'all to experience the freedom in Christ. We want y'all to be able to access the fullness of joy that the Lord has for each of his children. And we want all of y'all to have the generational impact and legacy that the Lord has destined for each of us. So we're really excited to tackle some more of the taboo topics that I feel like people kind of skate around sometimes.
And like, I'm just going to plug this. I heard this somewhere else and I was like, oh, I'm going to take that. This is not a supplement for your pastor. This is not a supplement for having a pastor. This is not a supplement for going to church. And this is not a supplement from reading your Bible. This is not a supplement for your prayer life. This is an additive. So I don't want anyone to get on here and think that this is now replacing it. No, it should just be an additive. Like, please have a church home. You need that community. Please have a pastor. You need that shepherding. Please have community, all the things. And we love that you're here. And we just want to make sure that, like, for any of those things.
100%. And if you're looking for a good church home and then you're in the Houston area, reach out to us via social media and we got you.
I'm on
a recommendation for that. And like Adania said, make sure that you're definitely being plugged in. She, on her platform on Body and Bible, has some supplemental things. There'll be some supplemental things that go alongside with the podcast as well. But like she said, there is no supplement greater than the Word of God. So making sure that you're in your Bible, making sure that you're at a good Bible believing church, where you're getting fed the Word and where you also are feeding on the Word for yourself, is also going to be vitally important, because there's going to be some things that you probably won't even be able to grasp that we talk about here. As your big sissies in Christ, that you won't even be able to understand probably if you're not reading your word. So making sure that that's foundational is going to be really, really important. Any other things that you want any of the people to know before you come back? Adania will be back on a very upcoming episode to kick us off with some of our topics. And she'll do a deeper dive into her testimony, and y'all will become very familiar with her. But is there anything else that you want to add before we let the people go this evening?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to dive into a lot of the things like Kim said. Like, I'm going to drop my YouTube channel where I'm going to go into some of the same types of things. But again, like, we have different callings, right? The same calling of teach people about Jesus, and also the manner in which we do it will just be slightly different. And so you follow both of us and you'll get similar things, kind of just in different mechanisms. And so I'm just really excited to talk about all the things. I'm excited to have this as an offering for y'all, because again, it's not something that we have readily available. Again, follow all of our socials, and you'll be able to see us. We'll get on live. We'll do all the things. We have Bible study. We have all the, whatever you're looking for. We got it. We got you. And if we don't have it, we can point you in the right direction. So I don't know. I'm just really excited to be here and to be able to have the space to talk about it. And I'm just so thankful for the transformation that God has done in my life to even allow me the opportunity to have an ounce of the testimony that I have. And he is just getting started with me. So I'm just very thankful. I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen. So like Adania said, we are going to be tackling all these things. I'll share all of our information down below. And starting the beginning of quarter one, there will be some actual tangible things that Restoration Cornerstone, the nonprofit, will be doing. So if you're in the Houston area or surrounding area, we'd love for you to come out. We're going to start programming in early 2023 to really be the hands and feet of Jesus for some of the things that we're talking about. So putting a tangible expression to some of the things that we're discussing here on the podcast. We'll start that early next year. But I just really wanted to hop on and say, hey, give a quick introduction to what you all can expect for this upcoming season of Generation Cornerstone, and looking forward to engaging with y'all in the coming months. So have a blessed evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, y'all. See you soon.